Episode 4, Issue Responses 202 through 391. Response 202. The Truth. Is the Bishop of Rome really the Pope, or is the Mass being said in communion with a heretic/anti-Pope? Response 203. Removal of many prayers, much including the offertory. Also, lack of genuine emphasis on penance and God's justice. Response 204. Corruption in the Church. Abuse of power by clerics, priests, and bishops alike. Ostentatious wealth and comfort on the face of poverty, sickness, and other hardships. How are we to know Christ in the Eucharist if we are blind to Him in the poor? Lack of faith follows from our widespread lack of living charity and solidarity. Response 205. Receiving communion in the hand, standing rather than on the tongue, kneeling. Response 206. Failure of the clergy to instruct the faithful. Response 207. Proper attire when entering into the church. Response 208. Chewing the Eucharist right after communion like it's a huge piece of gum, saying hello to friends in way back to sit, etc. Response 209. The lack of disciplining priests, by bishops and Rome, that hold non-orthodox views and are very public about it. Response 210. The importance and reason for receiving the Eucharist on the tongue. Response 211. The Eucharist as it pertains to preparation for death, extreme unction. Response 212. 1. Allowing the spirit of Vatican II unlimited freedom. 2. Thinking the Church needed to become more like the world, instead of being a beacon of beauty and hope outside the world. 3. Loss of traditions, ember days, novenas, etc. 4. Allowing priests who knowingly hold opinions in opposition to church teaching, contraception, homosexuality, mixed marriages, etc. Response 213. Overall traditional Catholic formation. Response 214. The heretical and schismatic Pope Francis and all his attacks on clergy and dogma since he has been Pope. The heretical and schismatic cardinals and bishops and priests who are not teaching or supporting the traditional beliefs of the Catholic Church, as it was founded by Jesus Christ. They seem to be wanting to destroy the Catholic Church and start a universal church that is not Catholic. Denying transubstantiation is one of their most important weapons. Response 215. Priests not preaching on and teaching the actions that are sinful. People must be told what are the sins. They think because they don't murder someone on the street or rob a bank and they only are doing what everyone else is doing that they are living a good life and without sin. Lay people teaching catechism instead of holy and faithful religious. Everyone gets to touch and distribute Holy Communion. Institution of Novus Ordo. Cancellation of Latin Mass. Response 216. Loss of the TLM. Response 217. Most priests do not regularly emphasize the necessity, tremendous effects, or their personal devotion to the Eucharist. Every homily should end with a comment directing us to the Eucharistic table, where, 1, we will be present at Calvary and 2, we will receive supernatural life to empower us to do the things talked about in the homily. Response 218. Indifferentism that is displayed by the Church's attempt at ecumenism. The supernatural nature of the Eucharist cannot be compared to anything offered by other religions. Also, a greater emphasis needs to be on preparing to receive the Eucharist worthily through the sacrament of reconciliation. Response 219. Failure to preach on the necessity of confession. Failure to preach against the sins that destroy the family, sexual sins, divorce, etc. Response 220. It's not just the clergy's casual attitude, it's their casual practices. I've seen clergy start the announcements and do a second collection while the host is still on the altar. I've seen a deacon bagging the monetary collection under the left side of the altar while the consecration is taking place. I've even seen a priest drop the host and unceremoniously pick it up off the floor. The Latin Mass community in our city is the only place where I am guaranteed not to see clergy practices that can only do violence to the laity's belief in the real presence. All of the other problems, laity behavior in the pews, etc., seem to me to flow from weaknesses in the leadership's behavior with the Eucharist. If the leaders are handling the Eucharist like they don't believe in the real presence, how are new generations of the laity to form the belief properly? Response 221. It's a difficult concept. Can't expect everyone to understand. Response 222. Preventing Latin Mass. Response 223. The Second Vatican Council has destroyed the Catholic faith and it needs to be totally repealed, and we need a pope that isn't a heretic, i.e. Francis is not a valid pope. Response 224. The fact that the so-called pope is okay with all of these sins being committed, and condoning sinful behaviors and trying to squash the true faith of traditional Catholics. Response 225. Lack of care for the marginalized make it look like the Eucharist has no effect on Catholics. Response 226. Failure in religious education of children, both in Catholic schools and in CCD programs. Response 227. Lukewarm liturgy is deadly to the faith. I fell away for over a decade as a lifelong altar server and devout Catholic due to terrible liturgy, horrible contemporary music, and Eucharistic abuses left and right that made me believe it wasn't actually Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Treat the Eucharist like it's the body of Christ or don't expect us to believe it. The TLM convinced me to return. Response 228. Failure to educate adults about Catholic faith. Failure of bishops and priests to speak out about problems and sin in the church leadership and church members. Pope causing confusion and misdirection, poor leadership and selecting ideological Vatican managers. Idol worship in Vatican. Attempts to discard traditional values and the Latin Mass. Perhaps the parish is too large and we need smaller groups, at times, to relate to others, discuss and grow our faith. Has the Catholic Church fully stood for the truth, or attempted to ignore and cover up issues? Jesus caused division by standing for the truth. If we stand for the truth, we will suffer yet attract others to the truth. As there are fewer priests, the faithful need to contribute their faith knowledge in small groups to help others grow their faith. We need to learn to pray better and learn to love Jesus more. We need to convince all to find the narrow gate. Mt. 7:13. Response 229. Allowing reception of communion in the hand and removing the altar rails and the requirement to kneel while receiving Holy Communion. Response 230. Bring back kneeling to receive communion and encourage receiving by mouth, explain why. Response 231. The Novus Ordo. Response 232. Many churches have removed the sacredness of the Eucharist out of convenience. When I was a young altar boy, the chalice was veiled because something sacred is veiled. I asked the priest why we don't do that anymore. The answer was, it's not required anymore. We allow/encourage applauding during the Mass in the sanctuary. Saint Pio said the only ones applauding during Christ's crucifixion were the Romans and the demons. Response 233. Priests becoming administrators and not focusing on the salvation of the souls entrusted to them. Response 234. Not emphasizing need for confession and offering multiple times and days. Response 235. Poor to no adult education. Response 236. The events between 1965 and 1969 had severely negative effects on Catholic belief, liturgy, and practice. Until these are corrected, there is little hope for solving the grave consequences arising from the law of what is prayed is the law of what is believed. This is seen in the scandal that 67% of Catholics deny the real presence in the Eucharist. Some issues that cry out for correction include, 1. The illicit replacement of the sacred traditional Latin Mass Roman Rite, with the highly abridged rite of Paul VI Mass that was an artificial liturgy, cobbled together, man-made by committee, some members of whom demanded the elimination of the Latin language, talk of the Mass as a sacrifice, and the Catholicity of the Mass, in favor of a crippled shell of a rite to please our separated brethren. 2. Loss of a sense of the sacred in the liturgy. 3. Loss of a reverent liturgy that provides periods of silent reflection. 4. The stripping of the sanctuaries of altar rails for reverent reception of the Holy Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling. 5. Replacement of all traditional hymns, chants, and music by postmodern music that is banal, man-centered, unsingable, and a penance to hear. 6. Inadequate efforts to catechize the faithful using the reliable catechism of the Council of Trent, 1566. 7. Loss of a sense of sin and the four last things. 8. De-emphasis on the primary ecclesial purpose of saving souls. 9. Embracing the spirit of the world over the kingdom of God in moral questions. 10. Failure to openly condemn and deny Holy Communion to public figures who unapologetically support abortion. And finally, 11. The inability of thousands of Catholics devoted to the immemorial TLM of the ages to accept or attend the novice ordo rite, knowing the pain and betrayal it represents to them and the entire Church. Response 237. I believe that the greatest thing on the entire three list was the presence of Eucharistic ministers, especially if they women. Receiving from someone who is not in a state of grace potentially is so harmful to Catholics. Response 238. Lack of catechesis on the Eucharist. Priests should talk more about it in their sermons. Response 239. Modesty in dress, both men and women. Response 240. It is not the absence of Latin only as you posted, but rather the change in the theology, prayers, and purpose. The transcendent is diminished, as is the sacrifice. It is community-focused and God is left in the dust. The Mass ought to be a community gathering for worship of God, not each other. The Mass also is wide open for abuse and has been abused. Some Masses are more like theater with the priest as showman. Also, many distractions are wrongly added. Standing in two lines to receive Christ is like standing in line for hot dogs. I would rather kneel at the altar as a sign of humility and respect. Response 241. A priest's lack of reverence and / or belief in the true presence. Response 242. The changes to ordination rites. Response 243. Weak bishops who do not lead. Confusion from Rome. Response 244. To see a woman wear pants without head covered go into the tabernacle during Mass, when a non handicapped priest is present and distributes Eucharist instead of the priest. When the priest elevates with one hand, one eye an inch above his nose and offers for less than 2 seconds. Response 245. The restrictions on the traditional Latin Mass, and the embrace of the post-conciliar teachings and the novice ordo Mass. Response 246. Too many people with clear personality disorders, mainly cluster B, i.e. borderline, narcissistic, histrionic, and antisocial, are in leadership positions at every church level. Their issues, by nature of their respective disorders, always supersedes real, genuine problems that laity try to bring to light. Response 247. The loss or abrogation of the traditional Latin Mass, this is number one issue in my mind, and all it offered the faithful, e.g., reverential, pious, unhurried liturgies, Gregorian chant, holy, properly vested priests, etc., coupled with the rejection of sacramental confession, especially before receiving Holy Communion, to till the soil of the soul. The theological change to Protestantize the Mass and focus not on the sacrifice for sin but on the meal aspect also severely weakened belief. If there's no such thing as sin, then why do we need sacrifice? The loss of properly formed priests. I have learned a lot about the true faith from listening to SSPX podcasts. These men are formed extremely well, are chaste, holy, and great teachers of the true faith. Response 248. the past 60 years has been disaster for the Catholic Church. However, through all of this, I still believe in the real presence because I was taught in a Catholic school by the Franciscan nuns and we learned from the Baltimore Catechism and the Bible. Response 249. Top-down Protestantism in the Catholic Church, Ecumenism. Response 250. The COVID lockdown by the bishops told the laity that the Mass and Eucharist aren't important enough to risk physical health. Response 251. Not offering confession regularly and preaching a need for frequent confession. Response 252. Receiving the Eucharist kneeling and on the tongue with a paten under the chin. The visual of this helps reinforce the belief. Response 253. Additional issues, in my opinion, holding hands during the Our Father, the shaking hands, and other weird gestures, at the peace offering. Response 254. Re-catechize everyone that calls himself or herself Catholic, including all clergy. Revive solemn vespers, common devotions. Stricter scrutiny of seminarians, way to expel bishops from their see for heterodoxy or when they violate their ordination vows. Response 255. The Pope has equated other religions to Catholicism, pretending Islam worships the same God. The Pope is scandalous and purposefully uses ambiguous language, sowing confusion. He often meddles in social and political issues. We have yet to receive a full-fledged apology for not standing up to keep our churches open during COVID. If the Eucharist is what distinguishes us from every other schismatic Christian faith, why did the USCCB not do anything to help people receive communion during COVID? God did not ask us to be safe at all costs, patently unserious, which has severely eroded truth. Response 256. Lack of veiling among lay women. The lack of solemnity at each and every Sunday Mass. Response 257. Women veiling according to the admonition of St. Paul and showing their subservience to Christ as our head. Response 258. Until there is an official and public admission from the church leadership that it was a grave and mortally sinful error to excommunicate practically the entire Catholic population during the COVID lockdowns, then the enduring message to the world is that the clergy themselves do not believe in the real presence. The same holds true for placing the consecrated hosts in people's hands, thus allowing the BS to be desecrated on a daily basis and millions of times a day. Why the fuss over purification meticulously the sacred vessels while at the same time allowing particles to be left behind on millions of hands daily and wiped off to fall on the floor and be trampled on? The only conclusion is that the purification is done only for show and not due to belief in the real presence. How can a believing clergy allow this, tell me? Response 259. Poor catechesis since the 1970s. Response 260. Loud conversation and laughter in the sacristy before Mass, which is able to be heard in the church. Response 261. The fact that after 11 years after BXVI's resignation we still talk about its validity means that something is up. Bishops and cardinals are afraid to talk about it. BXVI clearly never abdicated, he never complied with Art 332-2. We have an anti-pope in the Vatican and we look for the reasons for Jesus not being in the Eucharist that we do not celebrate assuming Orientum? Is there not something more important to discuss in the Church? The hierarchy's lack of presence is unbelievable. The anti-pope mocks the cardinals of the legitimate dubia with silence or tells them he is right and they don't set the Vatican on fire? The truth is on their side. They just accept the mockery instead of effusing their blood for the sheep and for Jesus? There are Catholics that are willing to follow the true shepherd that openly denounces Bergoglio. Only a few priests do this publicly, the ones of the Marian sodality. Nobody in the church talks about these priests who are doing the work of cardinals and bishops, sacrificing everything. They are today's martyrs. We all can keep ignoring them, but their following grows. It is the Roman Catholic Church. Can Jesus come into the Eucharist and the priest knowingly offers the sacrifice in communion with the anti-pope? If he does, it is because he can do miracles. But if we receive knowing that Bergoglio is not the pope, we know we are committing a grave offense to God. That is why Pope Benedict XVI specified that without the communion with Peter, there is not communion with God. I implore His Excellency Bishop Stickland to consider this situation. There are a few Catholics in North America that are willing to take sacraments only from priests that are not sedevacantist like Bishop Vigano, and that are not offering the sacrifice in communion with Bergoglio, who seems to clearly have been working for the competition. Ad Orientem. We do not have a pope. Have mercy for the lost sheep that are not compromising with the absurdity of the false church. If you do not want to acknowledge this brave, in my opinion, flock, can you at least let us know discreetly if there are any priests that are respectful of the post-Vatican popes and that do not celebrate in communion with Bergoglio? Having said that, we would love to be contacted by Bishop Strickland. Some of these cannot go to Italy for confession and communion. Can you see the legitimacy of this logical stance? Please help us. Please help, underneath the surface, the brave priests that, like the refractory French priests, are willing to challenge the anti-pope for the good of the souls. Praised be Jesus Christ and onward with Mary. Response 262. General lack of reverence. Response 263. The Pope and much of the hierarchy are heretical and have lost the faith. This scandalized everyone and therefore undermines dogmas. Response 264. Not teaching importance of avoiding no Catholic services, charismatic movement in Catholic Church, not encouraging marrying another Catholic. Response 265. The priests coming out of most diocesan seminaries don't believe in Jesus, His real presence, sin, hell, confession, the sacraments. Their irreverent behavior at the altar reveals they don't believe in the truths of our Catholic faith. Our many archbishops aren't much better. They vote Democrat and have no problem with abortion. To me, that is the crux. The quickest way to get people to believe is the behavior of the priest at the altar. His behavior sets the tone for how people will act in church. Have a holy priest and you have a holy parish. Response 266. Education of children, whether in school or on Sundays. Especially when they are made to leave for a children's liturgy while the adults remain behind. It just destroys the sacred atmosphere. Response 267. Most priests do not provide proper guidance and instruction. Response 268. Fundamentally malformation or lack of catechesis in general. Response 269. Well, I send my daughter to learn catechesis with the Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and I was surprised that they only teach my daughter how to receive Jesus on the hand, so I asked them why. They said that it was the only correct way to do so. I said no, I want my daughter to receive Jesus on her tongue, and they got so mad, saying that I do not know anything on how to do things. I probably don't know anything, but I know Jesus is my King, and I only receive Jesus kneeling and on my tongue. Response 270. Offering the chalice as well as and separately from the Eucharist during communion. Response 271. I can't remember hearing our priest ever talking about the real presence. It needs to be spoken of often so that people find it in their hearts again. Response 272. Absolutely, the Eucharistic extraordinary ministers do even receive the Eucharist on the tongue as well as deacons. No reverence. Response 273. Building schools unnecessarily, asking for money. Recorded bishop's appeal. Response 274. Why don't the priests who have consecrated hands think it's okay for lay people to distribute Jesus? It's as though it's no big deal. Response 275. Locking the churches outside of a mass times indicates to the laity that there is nothing special within the church, i.e. our Lord. Also, the laity storming the sanctuary before and or after Mass takes away the sanctity of the sanctuary in our eyes, and the awesomeness of He who dwells there. Removal of the tabernacle veil has also been harmful because the tabernacle is a throne, the throne of the Most High, and we don't see anything special about it anymore. Also, the lack of discussion on modesty or the veiling of women. It seems almost nobody is willing to discuss modesty in life and more specifically in the church, before God Himself. A lack of veiling goes hand in hand with lack of modesty, reverence, and belief. Praise and worship music at Catholic events is confusing considering we believe that the sacrifice of the Eucharist at Mass is true worship of God. Response 276. Our parish is really reaching out to the young during the homily, children choir on one Sunday Mass in the morning. The older children have life teen Mass at evening Mass. There are young family get-together will dinners through the year. All Catholic churches should be doing things to bring all peoples back to church. It's also the job of the laity to be well informed and inviting people to the church. Maybe a welcome back day 2 times a year to invite people back where you bring a friend or family member. Lots of prayers by the laity. Response 277. Religion is no longer a necessary part of people's lives. The church has lost its position of relevance. The clergy is diminished in importance and is seen as flawed. Most are not equipped to evangelize. Leadership within the church has proven ineffective in dealing with issues. Seems you are worried about belief in the Eucharist, yet our religious leaders allow prominent people to proclaim to be Catholic then mock our beliefs. Response 278. Allowing non-Catholics to receive the Eucharist. Withholding confirmation until after age 13. Response 279. Teach hell exists. Mortal sin. Response 280. People are selfish and worldly. They think more of sports, money, shopping, etc., and what they want. They think going to church on Sunday is all they need to go to heaven. They feel God is a loving God. He died for me so He will understand and He won't let me go to hell. People today don't think, nor read their Bible. We need to educate them by having classes on the Bible, our Catholic faith in general. Priests need to preach the word more strongly, make them realize the end is near and hell is forever. Our religion classes for children have gone off course, they need the meat and potatoes of our faith. We need to go back to the old-time way to worship. Give our all to God. Money, time, devotion, heart, soul, and complete faith to our God the Father. Response 281. Lack of preaching on the truths of the faith, especially sin in relation to all commandments, including adultery and the call to lay to seek reconciliation for all sins. Also, allowing Press Biden and others openly sinning against God to receive communion is causing people to lose trust in the basic tenets of our faith. Response 282. The importance of confession. Response 283. Clergy's worldliness also, lack of vow of poverty. Response 284. Families need to teach this at home, too. Also, the secular influence of the world on children is strong. Families need help with this. Thank you. Response 285. Homilies are mostly pure pablum. They do not teach Roman Catholic truth and doctrine. I can hear the same pablum in a Protestant church. Priests fail to teach that the Roman Catholic Church is the church founded by Jesus Christ. Response 286. Lack of unity between Catholic cardinals and bishops on social issues, especially abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, and immigration. Do all USCCB members vote pro-life? Want more priests, better politicians? Then stop supporting abortion. No more Eucharist in the hand, only on the tongue. Only Catholic priests should administer Holy Communion. Stop canceling holy, traditional priests, bishops, cardinals while patronizing those who are more concerned with social acceptance than true Catholic doctrine. You could all learn much from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Too bad he has not been canonized yet, we could beg for his intercession to help restore our great nation. Also, no pride flags or emblems at Mass. Use God's original rainbow with seven colors, Rogbiv, otherwise you honor Satan. Respect God and His Ten Commandments, pray the Holy Rosary and Chaplet of Divine Mercy often, and stop sinning. These should be preached at Mass, not jokes or sports updates. Please feed your flocks with the Eucharist, not social popcorn. Response 287. Catechism, reverence, traditions, altar/holy Mass, performances, immodest attire, etc. Response 288. Kneeling with reverence as soon as you enter the church. Response 289. Forgoing the use of patens in distributing the Eucharist. Response 290. Allowing the priest to place the Holy Eucharist into unconsecrated hands as if it is just a piece of command bread. One of the ceremonies within the priest's ordination is the consecrating of his hands. But yet, during the communion rite, the priest places the body, blood, soul and divinity into an unconsecrated hand. This is also after he, the priest offering the Mass, has just washed the four fingers that is going to transform bread into the body of Christ. Response 291. The way people dress. I live in a beach town where you see short shorts, midriffs, even swimsuits at Mass. Response 292. The priest becoming a social worker versus leading the community in faith. The bishops not having a backbone. Response 293. The closure of churches during COVID, we were encouraged to think they were non-essential. In our parish, immediately after Mass, the congregation erupts into talking and laughter as if they were at a sporting event. There is no respect for the miracle that just occurred. Overall poor catechesis for many years. Response 294. I want to comment on the question removing the altar rails. Some churches have them and still the priest and lay people distribute Our Lord in aisles. So, having them is great but using them is key. This rejection of the altar rails by priests is even worse, as it shows a much more casual approach to receiving Our Lord in the Eucharist, the greatest gift in the world. Response 295. Lack of reverence and due praise and honor at and around the tabernacle. Response 296. The clergy's lukewarm approach themselves to the real presence. Look at what COVID did. If clergy believed in the real presence, churches would have stayed open like liquor stores and Walmart. If clergy believed, I would not have been screamed at because I wanted to receive Our Lord on my tongue. Response 297. Relating to the tabernacle and Jesus's presence therein, I have not heard, since March 2024 by Jesse Romero, that the illuminated sanctuary lamp indicated the Blessed Sacrament and Christ's presence in the tabernacle required reverence. Jesse called it Jesus's porch light. I was gone for over 40 years and blessedly returned December 24, 21. I was dumbfounded at the casual behavior of the congregation as they gathered before Mass. Response 298. Importance of the devotion to Blessed Virgin Mary. Response 299. Allowing immodest attire, both men and women, while attending Mass. Response 300. Lack of confession offerings and also offering it before Mass, so people would have the ability to come into grace prior to Mass if needed. Response 301. Failure in catechesis in generally, not just about transubstantiation. Response 302. Failure of the hierarchy to please God first rather than please the world. Failure to strive for sainthood. Failure to love the one true Holy Apostolic Catholic Church. Response 303. Novus Ordo is a debased liturgy that undermines belief in the real presence. You should cancel all Novice Ordo Mass DS and replace with traditional Latin Mass if you want to restore belief in the real presence. Response 304. Many of the laity do not dress appropriately when attending Mass. This also contributes to a lack of reverence in the presence of the Eucharist, although not on the top of my list. Response 305. 1. Negative effect of parents not caring about the importance of the Eucharist and how it is the summit of our faith and the source of grace, thus not sharing that belief with their children. 2. Rushed Eucharistic prayers and done in a non-devoted way. 3. Not being adequately prepared by failing to wear nicer clothes as was more required in past years. Response 306. Why should we have to rate in order of catastrophe communion on the hand and lay Eucharistic ministers? It's a chicken or the egg dilemma, they go together and both have to be expunged during the celebration of the Mass. Response 307. Sign of peace should be before consecration, not after. We should be thinking of God then, not greeting people. If you believe Jesus is truly present on the altar, you don't care about anything else. Response 308. The priority of worldly attractions in people's lives. Response 309. A Eucharistic revival is not possible without revival and resurgence of confession. If one has no sorrow over sin, if they are not invited constantly to repentance, then how can they view the Eucharist as necessary, let alone central? Response 310. Failure to encourage laity to genuflect before the Blessed Sacrament. Response 311. The Pope. Response 312. Emphasis on John chapter 6 in the New Testament. Response 313. Poor catechesis for the last 50 to 60 years. Response 314. Churches locked up all day long. Priests' lack of reverence and rushing in Mass to be the fastest Mass in the area. Response 315. Priests rushing through the liturgy, as if it were some bothersome chore. Response 316. Irreverence of body posture walking up to communion, receiving and walking away to pew those receiving communion. Lack of support of this country's laws with regard to immigration laws, aiding and continuing to encourage folks not following laws. Too much emphasis on social justice agendas to the detriment of our core values, Eucharist. Supporting homosexual lifestyle in churches, Basilica in Minneapolis, Chicago Archdiocese, gay sexual culture at North American College in Rome. Pope who trying to approve same-sex couple blessings leads to confusion and splitting of faithful Catholics from the Church, in effort to dominate, not shepherd. Poor catechesis of faithful since 1960s, the birth control pill and other contraceptive, no need to rely in God/prayerful asking of His will for our lives. Lack of reverence within the sanctuary of Church prior and after Mass-it's like a movie theater, people talking, kids eating, not waiting for the King of the Universe. Response 317. Prelates should inform laity what constitutes a mortal sin. Give examples of mortal sins. Must go to confession before receiving the Eucharist if you have committed any mortal sin or you endanger your soul and will condemn your soul to hell. Response 318. Genuflecting. Response 319. Asterisk attire of the parishioners attending Mass. Asterisk minimal emphasis on the real presence in catechism of children of all ages. Asterisk architectural design of churches away from cruciform plan, airplane hangar, semicircular, and even completely circular styles. Response 320. Lack of spiritual leadership of the bishops and instead treating it more like a corporate position. Response 321. A serious issue is the practical demonstration of the idea that one religion is as good as another, especially by the hierarchy's failure to evangelize in a way that insists Catholicism is true and that conversion is necessary. When the Pope and the bishops tell non-Catholics they should continue being good non-Catholics, or when they pontificate on the political issues of this passing world while ignoring man's primary need for salvation, they preach the anti-gospel that the faith isn't really that important. The closing of churches during COVID sent a similar message that the faith isn't essential. Another serious cause is the failure of seminaries to instruct priests in the sacrificial nature of their priesthood. Response 322. The total disregard of God at Mass, with priests making up their own liturgies and laity dressing immodest. Response 323. There should be free and freely available catechesis for all ages, small children, the age of reconciliation, middle grade, high school, college, young adult and adult, all ages. It should be free, not cost money, it should be easily available, not hard to find for anyone, not obscurely in the internet, maybe even available by QR codes in every Catholic church, it should be easy to understand/memorize for anyone with the slightest interest, lay language, decrease obstacles, easy to process, not a block of text, ideally visually appealing and graphics, easy to memorize and teach to someone else, because oftentimes I've read things on the Eucharist, but haven't been able to articulate all the amazing things to others. Response 324. Teaching what real presence continuously through all age catechesis, to grow in that knowledge and how it is different from other Christians. Response 325. CCD teaching and textbooks. The blind leading the blind. Response 326. Allowing the laity to do what the priest used to do. There is no longer a sense that he is the spiritual father of the parish. Christ is the King of Kings, by definition the church is a monarchy not a yacht club. When feelings are more sacred than grace, we have a problem. The truth is unchangeable, yet the average Catholic relies on the theory that Jesus loves me, that is undeniable, the graver question is does he like what you are doing? Response 327. Speaking on the evils of abortion, remarriage without annulment, homosexuality. Response 328. Lack of reverence of EEM. Response 329. Lack of catechesis on the need for the sacrament of confession and to encourage daily examination of conscience, even for venial sins. Response 330. How people dress immodestly. Need to restore communion on the tongue and kneeling. Need to stop extraordinary communion ministers just attended Monday morning daily Mass, with maybe 50 people attending Mass, in a large rural U.S. basilica. And they still had three women help the priest distribute Holy Communion. Outrageous. And totally unnecessary, as that was not an extraordinary situation. Extremely important to have lay people handle and touch the Holy Eucharist. Read about how people in purgatory had black hands because they handled/touched/distributed consecrated holy hosts and their hands are not consecrated. This is real. All Freemasons in the laity and especially in the clergy must be excommunicated immediately. They are trying to destroy Christ's one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Stop immediately the indults that allow for communion in the hand and standing and not requiring women to wear head coverings and anything else that Protestantized and secularized the Catholic Church, especially the Holy Mass. Stop the New Order Mass in the vernacular, as this creates even more confusion going to Mass ES around the world, as we all don't know the various languages, but Latin is the universal language of the Catholic Church. It was even above Jesus on the cross, so it's abundantly obvious that the Latin language is extremely important, and even the devils know the power of Latin. Talk to exorcists about this. I can go on and on. As a younger baby boomer, I'm sad and angry that I've been cheated out of our rich, wonderful beauty of our faith. I find it heartbreaking that most of the modern churches built since the 1960s are sanitary and devoid of anything of the good, the true and the beautiful. Even in the area I live in, whenever there are groups of people who travel to view various churches, they always go to the older beautiful traditionally built and adorned with lots of statues, stained glass windows, angels everywhere, an amazing high altar and side altars, paintings on the ceiling, everything that lifts up our senses to God. No one wants to tour and experience and take photos of a nondescript, sterile and Protestant-looking building. Stop closing the beautiful old churches. Figure out a way to evangelize and fill those churches again. Any bishop who closes these churches without having a plan to bring the church to the people must be removed from his bishopric. He's not a true shepherd, but a wolf in sheep's clothing. Quit denying good, faithful, traditional Marian heterosexual young men entrance into the seminary and get rid of the clergy who are in places of power deciding who gets accepted and who doesn't. I've heard horrific first-hand accounts of young men not willing to compromise their deep faith and are told no, not you. Disgusting and pathetic and extremely shameful. Response 331. Americanism, and wanting to advance economically and socially in a Protestant ethos in America among Catholics, led to a cafeteria Catholicism mentality, along with dissenting or heterodox clergy and lay leaders undermining the magisterium, a failure to censure those in an effective or timely manner, and a failure to teach the supremacy of conscience correctly, plus changes to the Mass to seem more Protestant or modern, and a rejection of church authority have also contributed to cracks in American Catholics' faith. This has resulted in subsequent generations being less connected to the church and being uncatechized. Response 332. Church and schools closing, making it difficult to attend Mass. Church doesn't talk about spirituality. Response 333. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Response 334. A Monsignor that seems frightened of placing Eucharist on tongue of the faithful and seems to pause and toss it into mouth. I was afraid it would bounce out of mouth onto ground. Response 335. If the clergy does not show the reverence due to God in the Blessed Sacrament, why would the laity? Also, bishops publicly punishing priests for being Orthodox. Evil in my opinion. Response 336. For generations of poor to no effective teaching of adults, so children not being educated in the faith. Response 337. Use of lay ministers. Maybe I missed it. Response 338. Catechism. Response 339. Children being catechized poorly by unqualified Catholics. Then church pastor being so involved in administrative duties and committees, he has no time for faith formation outside Mass. Confession not being consistently promoted or available. Nuns and priests used to teach in Catholic school, now regular Joe teaches and they are poorly catechized and schools are more interested in keeping enrollment up than instilling strong faith. My son's high school had a transgender student who was allowed to pretend she was a boy and one of the school shows was a chorus line. So why don't people take the faith seriously? Because it isn't taught seriously. It's disrespectful and irreverent and despicable. Response 340. You closed the churches during COVID and by doing that, erased the supernatural from our faith. The church since the 1950s has been a 501c3. This has tied the hands of the church and isn't a place where real issues are discussed from the pulpit. Churchgoers have 1 hour a week to get inspiration, guidance, a pep talk if you will, on how to cope with everyday issues affecting us. Instead we get a history lesson from Jesus' time where issues were not as complex as they are today. Response 341. Total lack of reverence by those on the altar, Eucharistic ministers and lectors, lack of showing respect bowing toward the altar, attire, lack of catechizing since Vatican II. Response 342. Proper respectful attire for Mass. Response 343. Dismissing children during the holy sacrifice of the Mass, instead of inculcating piety, at the earliest age. Nominally showing adoration by bowing, instead of genuflecting while passing in front of Blessed Tabernacle, upon entering the church, as well as entering and exiting pews. Response 344. Lack of a high altar for the tabernacle. Response 345. poor catechesis of more than a generation of Catholics. They get the basics and never look further or deeper to educate themselves. If they knew of good solid Catholic sources to go deeper in their faith and reveal the enormous array of beauty and help within the faith, they would start to come around. The pulpit on the altar is where the faithful should be fed. We can't count on them looking up the correct information in a world of non-Catholics who constantly hurl insults and false accusations at the church in public internet places. The clergy needs to be reminded that their administration duties come second to the care of the faithful by relying on the Holy Spirit. This cannot be fixed by administration and meetings. If bishops and priests do not surrender to the Holy Spirit, there is nothing but further decay coming. Response 346. We should be receiving the Eucharist on our knees and on the tongue by only a priest. Response 347. Very poor catechesis taught to children in catechism class. Allowing the laity to bless people in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Response 348. Lack of education of minors and adults on the subject. Response 349. Not only are laymen and women allowed to hand out the Blessed Sacrament in the hand to those in a state of mortal sin, but these same laymen and women open the tabernacle, which in most updated churches is stuffed in a niche in the corner, which conveys its unimportance. Response 350. The way women dress, reminding the faithful that we dress modestly. Response 351. Cover-up, dishonesty, and loss of faith of the bishops and cardinals. Lack of fraternal correction. No accountability for their actions. Response 352. In some parishes the altar area is not respected. They have plays etc. on the stage. If they don't respect God, how can they feel there is a real presence in the Eucharist? When you take away the importance of the Eucharist, the people will not respect or believe in the real presence. Response 353. Total lack of respect and piety in church, God's house. Making of the sign of the cross and genuflecting to show respect to God. Response 354. Lack of reverence in the church before and after Mass, plus people touching, waving at, chit-chatting, etc. with others on way up to altar to receive the Holy Eucharist. Response 355. Failure to show reverence for Jesus in the tabernacle. Using the altar/church for entertainment purposes. Response 356. Not only communion in the hand but the downgrading of the Mass to a meal and the priest as the mere president of an assembly. Response 357. Catholic political leaders who still receive communion and are allowed to discuss their faith alongside views that go against Catholic teachings. The removal of clergy who've spoken out against political figures. Response 358. Catechesis and reverence. Response 359. Parishes not posting appropriate dress code for Mass. Response 360. Giving bad priests no incentive to stay in a state of grace. Response 361. Divisiveness among Catholics creating factions against Vatican II. Lay people listening to YouTube personalities and their misinterpretation of teaching. Response 362. Failure to address the way people dress when attending Mass. Response 363. People need to encounter Jesus Christ in their lives in their own hearts. I think the Latin Mass is okay and the Nous Ordo is okay. If they change the Eucharist back to kneeling and receiving on the tongue, more reverence. I love the Nous Ordo / but I always receive on the tongue. I was a Eucharistic minister and now believe only sacred hands should handle Jesus. The Church has lost the sense of the sacred because of the lack of reverence, but it's the loss of people losing touch with God / buried in the world / plus showing reverence to the Eucharist. The abuse of Christ being given in the hand is extensive and needs to stop. I think people need to encounter Christ in their own heart / then reverence at Mass. Response 364. Schisms between more traditional Catholics and those who celebrate vernacular Catholics. Response 365. Heretic offshoots of Christianity, people don't believe we live in a fallen world. Response 366. Lack of catechetical instruction in Catholic schools. Response 367. Just general decline in societal morals. Parents' failure in Catholic upbringing of why. Response 368. Poor education and educators in Catholic schools for years that neither taught the faith nor helped children to grow in their faith. Some were unhelpful at best and actively destructive at worst. Response 369. Not enough Mass ES available. Not enough reconciliation times offered. Response 370. General irreverence in the church, dress codes, etc. Response 371. Lack K of confession times. Response 372. They call it a meal instead of sacrifice. There should be confess held before all Mass ES on Sunday. While most churches hold confession during the most difficult time of the week. Saturdays at 4, really. The priests need to educate at the podium. We are hunger for the truth. They need to talk about our souls and that there is a heaven and hell. Talk about serious sin and the damage it does to our soul. Response 373. Failure to teach the laity or congregation the proper ways to show respect and reverence during Mass. For example, oren or hand position throughout Mass is not proper. Response 374. They call the Mass a meal, not a sacrifice. Confession should be held before Mass on Sunday. In most churches, confession is for 45 minutes on Saturday before the 5 p.m. Mass. Saturday Mass satisfying the Sunday obligation. Response 375. Allowing Saturday evening Mass to fulfill Sunday obligation gives the impression that Sunday Mass is less important than my convenience in squeezing Mass into my busy weekend schedule. Response 376. The casual or inappropriate attire worn by those attending the Holy Mass. Response 377. Ecumenism and ecumenical events. The annual meetings of the USCCB and all such national bishops' councils, which drag any good bishop down while elevating wretched ones. Response 378. Catechesis does not include apologetic. Lay Catholics aren't taught the reasons to believe. Response 379. Allowing lay persons to bring the Eucharist to the homebound, etc. Sacredness regards handling the altar vessels. Response 380. Lack of sacred music, art, beauty. Lack of modesty and appropriate attire to attend Mass, no casual or athletic cloths, lack of silence after Mass and open socializing in the nave of the church. Response 381. The cattle line to receive the Eucharist. The hurry, hurry, hurry to keep the line moving. Priests hardly waiting to hear the response before providing the Eucharist. Response 382. Lack of proper catechesis and dummying down the faith. Response 383. Failure to offer sufficient logistically feasible opportunities for the laity to receive the sacrament of penance. Response 384. Teaching the Church's attitude toward gender confusion, sexual deviance, abortion, etc., and why it's important that we hear this during homilies. Response 385. Outside influence, as in TV, movies, etc. Response 386. Lack of education of our youth from early childhood to young adults on the importance of the Mass and receiving the Eucharist as our two most important ways to heaven. 2. NDLY, by example. 3. RDLY, by having a deep and loving relationship with Mary, our Blessed Mother, and praying the Rosary every day. Response 387. My children were not properly catechized, they were told in Catholic high school by a sister that Bible stories are myths, not real. The religion teachers didn't believe, so how could they? Response 389. It always takes two, not only the laity. There are priests and there are priests. Take it from there, and realize that they also have roles in the decline in the belief of the real presence. Response 390. Immodesty with women's clothing, reverence in Mass, not attending. Response 391. Too many laity involved in the liturgy and the Mass, and not enough training for those that are. Also, there are current rules for correctly celebrating Mass, but no one enforces it. The music is no longer sacred. Extraordinary Eucharistic ministers have become standard. Some priests can't wait to take their vestments off as soon as Mass is over. Instead of worshiping and praising God, Mass has become a social activity while Jesus in the tabernacle is ignored off to the side in the background. It's alarming because you don't know if the priests are okay with all of this, because I have hardly ever heard anyone say or do anything about it.